SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, so good, the bad, and the dumb for a Wednesday. I can't wait for this segment. I was told I was going to be passionate later on.
You're going to have opinions.
Okay, very basically. Good. But let's start with the good.
Let's start with the good. And the good of the day is J.J. Watt,
man of the people.
He endorsed a school project. A child decided to, some sort of marketing thing. Or, you know, they had to come up with an idea. And, you know, these kids came up with energy chips. So basically potato chips that would give you energy.
Yay!
Much like, you know, maybe a Clif Bar or, you know, something
awesome.
Something natural. Yeah, of course.
Every time I eat potato chips, I want to nap.
Yeah, J.J. Watt, you know, he had written on this bag, they made up this fake bag, and, you know, he had down on there that J.J. Watt was a promoter of this product. And somehow, some way, I think it was the teacher of this class gave the product or put it up on Twitter. Or Instagram or something like that for J.J. Watt to see. And J.J. Watt responded like this.
When I'm feeling like I'm lacking a little energy, I grab a bag of energy chips. They keep me hype. Wow. And they're delicious. Wow. Does feel like I'm getting more energy. Should probably eat one.
Wonderful acting.
Now, the best part about that video was Will Fuller sitting there and already comments about, wow, it does give you a lot of energy. And J.J. Watt quickly goes, you should probably eat one. Now, rumor has it that this kid did not get 100% on this project. Instead, he got a 99.
Oh, come on. Oh, that's awesome. No, that's awesome. That's very good. That's very good. You almost caught me there. That's a good one. No, listen, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. J.J. Watt is doing celebrity things that I think I would do if I had his kind of fame. Like, this is the kind of stuff I think I would do. If somebody reached out and said, oh, my kid would love for this, I would probably find a way to do it. If I could find 2 seconds to do this, those are the kind of things I think I would do if I was on that level of fame.
Well, not even with kids. The Ellen Show put out a tweet the other day that they're coming to Houston. I guess they're going to be in Houston later on today filming a segment here. And, you know, she had put out a tweet that said, you know, calling all Houston Astro fans, you know, we're going to be in town. You know, we want to find like the biggest Houston Astro fan. And J.J. Watt actually responded to that tweet saying, I'm a pretty big Houston Astro fan myself.
That's awesome. Know? So is he going to be on the show?
I don't know.
All right, we'll see.
But I, you know, it's little things like that he does that just make you seem like, okay, well, he's, you know, yeah, he has this super celebrity stardom, but he's just a normal, regular guy at the same time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's appealing.
Really cool. Yeah, it is very appealing. So good for J.J. Watt. And I'm sure, I mean, again, think about that kid who, you know, thought it would be cool. They're making a project and see what happens and have fun with it. And then next thing you know, there is a commercial with J.J. Watt.
Right.
Endorsing your cool little chip bag. That's neat. So, by the way, did they send J.J. Watt the chips or did he have somebody make it look
I think he had somebody make it look like that.
And what was on Twitter?
I think it was just, he just, you know, they probably just pasted over like maybe just a regular bag of potato chips.
Yeah, he probably said, here's a picture of it. Make it look as close to that as you can. And then we'll put some chips in there and I'll do the video.
I found surprising to see J.J. Watt actually does eat potato chips. I thought that maybe he doesn't do that.
That's right.
I thought it was nothing but kale and smoothies for that guy.
He is phenomenal. That is awesome. All right, so now let's go to the bad.
The bad of the day is that four-letter network did it again. I get an alert on my phone that they no hitter watch for Justin Verlander.
Right. Yes.
And it's only the fifth inning.
Yep, I got the same thing, yeah.
So I was watching the game anyways because I was curious. I mean, I like watching Verlander pitch, and you know, my son really likes watching Verlander pitch as well. So we were watching that. We opted for that instead of basketball last night. So yeah, well. But I hate getting those alerts because I just feel that it's an instant jinx. And it was.
I think so too. Yeah. I think so too.
Like I don't think we should be talking. I mean, it's the same rule in baseball clubhouses. You don't really talk about the no-hitter until late in the seventh, beginning of the eighth inning.
But my question is, on the flip side of that, do you want them to change the alert, or do you want them not to do an alert?
I don't want the alert.
Okay, so if you're not going to get an alert for a no-hitter, then what would you get an alert for?
Well, no, I'm saying you can
like
get
that sounds like something you'd want to know.
No,
like
if you get an alert for a no-hitter, just do it later in the game. Not well, that's in the
what
fifth inning.
But that's what I was asking. Are you mad about the verbiage because of it says no-hitter?
Upset about getting the alert out. Get to a TV quickly, but I think you should do it when there's a real possibility of it. You alert someone and say it's midway through the seventh, beginning of the eighth inning, you have plenty of time to tune in. Plenty of time. And I know that's why they're doing it. They're trying to do it. It's like, we're going to alert you to this no-hitter so that way you tune in to our TV, to our channel right now to watch this.
Right.
And that's the only reason why they're alerting to us. It's not, hey, history's about to be made. It's like, come to watch it. We have it on TV. But I just think, fifth inning, I think it's still too early.
So was that game on national TV or was that a local?
I think it was local
broadcast. Okay. So, because I didn't know if ESPN.
I don't know. ESPN wasn't carrying that one. They'll be carrying, a bunch of Astro games this weekend now.
Okay. So, they just want you to,
But I just feel it's the biggest jinx.
Yeah, it is a jinx.
They've done it too many times so far. My boy Ryu just keeps getting the shaft every single time they do it. He's had a couple of no-hitters into the fifth inning that all of a sudden gets alerted about and immediately is like, oh, nope, he gave up.
That would have been his third career no-hitter if he had pulled that out last night.
He only gave up one hit.
One hit, and it was a home run, and then he struck out 12.
Yeah.
It was remarkable.
He's had a good night. The fun thing about that, I was talking to my son, is like, you want to see how Matt Verlander's going to get after giving up that home run? Because they barely got over the fence, too. Which, it's just like, that's even more annoying. If he had crushed it, I guess, you can laugh it off. But I said, watch how upset he gets. He just, he went after the next two guys. Like, the next guy, he got down in three pitches. Guy after that, I think, lasted four.
The Astros have won, 12 of 13 games.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
Yeah,
it's unreal.
They're in the right form right now.
Just rolling along. So, all right, now let's get to the dumb.
The dumb of the day. There is a Toronto-based company called DESSA.
DESSA.
D-E-S-S-A.
Okay.
You're going to want to remember this because they might be the new Skynet.
Oh, here we go. All right.
They created an AI-powered impersonator that sounded exactly like Joe Rogan. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
Friends, I've got something new to tell all of you. I've decided to sponsor a hockey team made up entirely of chimps. I'm tired of people telling me that chimps are not capable of kicking human ass in sports. Chimps are just superior athletes. And these chimps have been working out hard. They're throwing kettlebells, battle ropes, everything. I've got them on a strict diet of bone broth and elk meat. These chimps will rip your balls off. Goddamn, it's impressive. All I got to say is, see you on the ice, folks.
That's dangerous. We're all dead. That's dangerous. That means they can intimidate anybody. They can imitate anybody and get away. And we could.
Yes.
Wars can be started. Now, anything. It's done.
Here's where it gets dumb. Give me a second. I got to find where they actually highlighted here. The company actually highlighted some of the things that could happen with this technology if it got into the wrong hands.
Of course.
Spam callers impersonating your mother or spouse to obtain personal information.
Yep.
Impersonating someone by the purpose of bullying or harassment.
Yep.
Gaining entrance to high security clearance areas by impersonating a government official.
Absolutely.
An audio deepfake of a politician being used to manipulate election results or cause a social uprising.
Oh, this is good. This is all awful.
Yeah. Not only that, but I got another one for you because, here's maybe a little bit more extreme, which makes it even scarier.
Being a robot has its benefits. I can pronounce tongue twisters now. Check this out. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? She sells seashells on the seashore. The shells she sells are seashells, I'm sure.
Oh, this is awful.
I mean, with pinpoint accuracy.
We're not going to recognize each other. That's the whole point. We're going to have to, oh no, this is, you know what this means? If they can make it sound like you, they can make a robot that looks like you. That means a robot that looks like you and sounds like you. And then you're going to have to wear special glasses, and the glasses are going to be able to determine whether or not you have bones inside of you instead of machines. But the machines will be able to replicate that, and they'll know you wear the glasses, and they'll kill you first before you even put the glasses on. We're all dead. This is awful. You know what would have been more convincing? If that robot that sounded like Joe Rogan was, instead of saying those things, he was like, "That's crazy, man. Jamie, call that up. Jamie, get that. What up with that, Jamie? Call that up." Like, if he just actually did the same things that Joe Rogan does on his podcast, that would have been even more convincing. Yeah. Oh, no, we're in trouble.
Joe Rogan, we are in trouble. Joe Rogan did respond by saying, tweeting.
No, we don't know. We don't know if he responded.
He tweeted this out.
But we don't know.
We don't know. That's true. We don't know. We don't even know if Joe Rogan is real anymore.
I mean, is Joe Rogan a real person?
Joe Rogan could have died months ago.
Right.
And exactly. This guy is just carrying on, or this robot is just carrying on its legacy.
That's crazy, man.
But whoever Joe Rogan this is, he said, "This could become a real problem. I'm flattered and honored that they chose my voice as an example to let us know that we're all beep."
Yep, good job. Yep. You want to see a funny video? And Joe Rogan has, and I think we talked about this once before. Joe Rogan is watching a video for the first time on his podcast of a robot machine, that's redundant. A machine where a bunch of tomatoes are falling and the machine is recognizing the green ones from the red ones and swatting the green ones out of the air as they're falling.
And it's doing it
so rapidly, right? And it's just pecking the green ones off. Like there's just an avalanche of tomatoes and the machine is accurately popping out the green ones as they're falling. Yeah. They're not on a conveyor belt. They're falling with gravity, falling down, and the machine is peck, 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 picking out the green ones. Watch Joe Rogan flips out so it's hysterical and scary at the same time how much he flips out when he sees
when
this.
When do we take it to the next level? When do we just put a gun in their hand and say, can you accurately shoot the green ones from the red ones?
Exactly.
That's down the road.
I'm glad they did Joe Rogan though, because Rogan will absolutely have this and break it down and be like, you know what? Just start figuring out how we want this to end, because it's coming to an end.
I'm building a bunker.
That's right.
I'm gonna be a bottom dweller, or guys who live in caves underneath the mountain.
We're not gonna be able to recognize one another now. This is gonna be terrible.
Nope.
Oh, this is awful.
I'm gonna gather my family and loved ones now. And just so I know that they can't be duplicated.
Oh, my God. And for those of you who hate this show, know this, that they can create a robot that would make me go on forever, ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever, and ever.
We're going to do it.
Oh, my God.
You know what's sad? You don't know if we're robots right now.
You have no idea.
You have no clue.
Tony could be sleeping, could be dead, could not have existed at all. You have no clue. This is great. Oh, my God. All right. On that note, it's SB Nation Radio.
Maybe.